When I visited Susan Holmes' house in southeastern Oklahoma around this time last year, I was greeted by a tiny orange cat, a scrappy black and brown lap dog, and an entryway lined with oxygen bottles and a machine that collects and concentrates oxygen from the air.
I take two inhalers twice a day, and I have a nebulizer I use four times a day, and I use oxygen at night.
I checked in with Holmes to see if anything had changed.
I still have my two inhalers and my rescue inhalers. So I have like three inhalers.
The tiny community of Bokoshi is flanked by old mines. After the mines were no longer producing, companies packed them with thousands of tons of waste from the coal-fired power plant down the road. This waste, known as coal or fly ash, is a powdery, pernicious dust that's so fine, there's no stopping it, especially when the Oklahoma wind hits the pits.
When it blows, it's like this huge cloud of dust. It gets on everything. If you were to go out and feel my car, it would feel like, the top of it feels like sandpaper.
These days?
This is about the same. Yeah, it hadn't changed any.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency considered classifying coal ash as hazardous waste after a high-profile ash spill in 2008.
Bulldozers are digging around the clock in Harriman, Tennessee.
But the utility industry successfully lobbied against that. And mine filling, like what's happening in Bokoshi, the government considers that a beneficial use for the ashy waste.
But up to 400 acres remain polluted.
Bokoshi residents have protested the coal ash pits for 20 years and have filed scores of complaints with regulators. They say the dust wilts crops and ruins paint on cars and homes. They worry about breathing it and fear it's contaminated local water supplies. There is little medical evidence for claims of health problems, but after State Impact and the Center for Public Integrity's investigation last year, the Oklahoma State Department of Health launched a cancer study.
The carcinogenic agents found in fly ash is arsenic and chromium-6.
That's Rafaela Espinoza, the state's cancer surveillance coordinator. She looked at eight different types of cancer associated with arsenic and chromium-6 and compared rates in Bokoshi with the Oklahoma average.
There is no statistical evidence of elevated cancer rate above what is normally expected for that area.
Espinoza says the state will update the Bokoshi report as new statewide cancer numbers come in. She estimates the Department of Health does 3 to 6 of these cancer cluster studies a year on average. In the 13 years the department has conducted them, it's never found statistical evidence of a cancer cluster. A spokesperson for AES, the Virginia-based company that operates the coal plant, did not respond to State Impact's request for comment. The manager of the pit where the coal waste is taken didn't respond either. Holmes says she doesn't trust the state's findings.
Did you take a look at the study from the health department?
Yeah, I did. I was bumfuzzled. Maybe that's a good word. I thought they were way off.
She hopes the health department will investigate other health issues that might stem from the dust that blows off the pits.
You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of people in town with heart problems and lung problems and stuff like that, breathing problems.
Over the last year, one thing has changed with the coal ash pits down in Bokoshi. The operator has applied for a permit to process the coal waste for another beneficial use, extracting aluminum and iron and producing sand and agricultural lime to sell. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.